I showed up when I was needed. I did a lot of cooking, a lot of cleaning, she added. Breitbart News's Kyle Olson's reporting on the scandal suggests that if Whitmer had a legal justification for using the nonprofit funds for the trip, it would indicate she did other things in Florida besides tending to her father's alleged needs. The trip occurred in March, the original story broke in April, and the 501c4 acknowledged it as an expense in May, Olson explained. Sabatini's demand for a Florida investigation into the scandal joins two other serious inquiries. An ethics complaint to the Michigan State Board of Ethics by the Americans for Public Trust and Michigan Rising Actions complaint to the Internal Revenue Service. The third inquiry comes one day after Whitmer was curiously discovered violating her own coronavirus orders at an East Lansing, Michigan bar, admitting that she went with friends to a local restaurant. As more people arrived, the tables were pushed together. Because we were all vaccinated, we didn't stop to think about it, she excused her contradictory actions. They have pretty good pizza, she spoke to the violation Monday. Whitmer's unforced errors have compounded as Michiganders have suffered from restaurant curfews, overbearing mask rules, and social distancing mandates. An astounding 32% of Michigan businesses were shuttered during the coronavirus in December of 2020. Michiganders were also told not to celebrate Thanksgiving with family and friends. Whitmer has a favorability rating below 50%, and only 44% believe Michigan is headed in the right direction.